Commanders head coach Dan Quinn, live from the podium with injury updates.
Game, and we call those Tell the Truth Mondays. And it's good. You talk through the game, the pluses, the minuses. You get to discuss all of it. Some of the things I know now, today, I didn't know at this time last week. So that was good. That's what you find out in a game. It was good to see 82 Senate stretching the field, you know, in the passing game. I'd seen quite a bit in the running game. So to see some of that, you know, I was pleased with that. I was happy to see the safeties tackle. I thought, you know, I saw a few with Butler, with Reeves. So those were the things that, like, jumped out to me of things that you don't really know until you get into the game because you're not tackling. So I also learned that we need much more work on overall tackling and ball hawking, certainly defensively. I was pleased to see offensively taken care of. Those are one of the things you've heard us talk about a lot. And I also learned there's more to uncover on kickoff cover and kickoff return, and it was a lot of fun. So it was like practice of it was good, but the games you don't know until you get in there and go. So all that said, open up to you guys, you know, regarding the game, but it was good, you know, on the Tell the Truth Monday. This is what we learned. This is what we need to do heading into this week, and then it'll be a little bit of a rinse and repeat as we get to Wednesday, and then we'll travel and practice and play.
I know we've asked you about Jamin Davis and kind of how you guys are moving him around to see yep. what he can do, where his best fit is. What did you learn about him from this game?
Yeah, I think what I learned, I really felt like the speed and physicality. Those were the things. I felt that. I could see that, the tackling to go. And so that was what I saw. And so to get a real look at this at the DN, you have to get it in the game and you have to get the exposures for it. So I was pleased with what I saw from him.
Do you have an update on Sam Hartman?
Yes. So Sam will be out today and tomorrow. And I would say if he and a couple of other guys don't make it back in time for practice, then they wouldn't play Saturday. So that would be where we're at. But it's not a, you know, something that we're looking at long term. But for he and a couple of other guys, it would be like Brandon Coleman and Johnny Newton. That'll be Sam. It'll be a longer more like day to day. And then if they don't make it at the practice, then we'll push it in for next week. One other setback we had was Jordan McGee. So he had injured his knee in the game. We're going to get some more testing and that kind of stuff. So that was a bummer for sure. I thought he was off to a good start. So I'm hopeful, but we'll see what the rest of the, you know, day and tomorrow looks like as well. But he'll be out for this week for sure.
His name is shoulder?
Yes. Yep. Right shoulder. Yep.
Where are you at with the offensive line? What would you tell fans who are a little bit concerned about that group at the moment?
Well, I would say, one, I thought at the practice, it was without Wiley, I thought the guys did a good job, and Coleman. So with those two outs, then it came to Lucas, and we actually moved Chris Paul out to tackle some. He had some of that experience in college, and so we wanted to give that a go as well. So I thought interior, I felt secure with where we're at. But on the outside, I thought actually the guys did a good job of being in new spots. When you get, you know, knocked out of a few offensive tackles heading into a game, as a coach, you're wanting to see, all right, what opportunity will be there for the next. So there was some good movement, especially interior for the run game. But there's stuff that I definitely liked.
And Jaden in his postgame talked about, you know, the catch for Diami, giving him some more confidence. He's a guy that has been a little bit up and down in that regard in the past. Where do you think he's at, and what can, you know, confidence do for a player like that to translate to the regular season?
Well, one, I thought you've seen some big plays from Diami, you know, through this training camp. There's actually some in the spring that, you know, got my attention to say, okay, what's there, and his ability to get on top of people and stay. He's got size, he's got length. So there's actually a good play in the one-on-ones that transferred into the game to go. So I thought examples like that definitely help. And so, yeah, I was excited for him to make a big play like that. And I can't speak to the past, but what I can say is, you know, from what I've seen, you know, here, the competing, he's on teams, you know, like he's really going for it.
Coach, players like Diami Brown and Benson, obviously they kind of jump off even on the TV broadcast. But as you look back at film today from joint practice from the game, is there anyone kind of further down the depth chart who kind of jumped out at you and, you know, gave you something that you were glad to see?
Well, I thought on the first punt, I was glad to see Tyler Owens. I thought, you know, released, you know, he got singled, made a tackle. So I felt that kind of speed for him. He was somebody that jumped out to me. Whoa! And everybody's okay. So I thought, you know, that would be one from Tyler. I thought the tight ends in general, you know, were physical, finished, you know, made plays to go. And so those would be a few. It was good to see Wiley, you know, make some plays. And so you know, I've been waiting for him to try to bust a few to see where it could be. We haven't seen all the catches that he has, but I did see some plays being made by him as well. You're welcome.
Coach, apologies for the terrible catch. What did you make of Tress Way's tackle on special teams?
We made a big deal on that. I think as big a deal on that was the sidelines reaction to him making a tackle. And I think it probably speaks to the love that his teammates have for him. That a kind of excitement to go and made a tackle. And I said, look here now, I don't want to hear anything on the injury report, right shoulder soreness or that. So, but I thought what I pointed out to the team was their reaction to that. And you can see this is a real team leader for how many people were excited that he made a play. So I thought that was a pretty cool statement about who he is as the teammate as well.
Hey, Coach. Brandon Bossert, WMDT, over in Salisbury, Maryland. Just wanted to ask you a couple questions. So first, what's it like graduating Salisbury State, coming here to Washington, being so close to home? And second, what are some things you're doing differently with the Commanders now compared to when you were head coach with Atlanta before?
Sure. Well, first off, it's really cool to be back in the area. Obviously, for me and my wife, Stacy, going to school there, you know, like such a big impact on the people that, you know, help shape us, you know, coming up. And so whether that be through school or athletics, so we've stayed in close contact with a number of people not only went to school with that are still, you know, part of the athletic program there. So yeah, we're really pumped to be back closer. As far as, like, you know, a second lap and doing things, I'd say there's quite a bit different. Some of them may be you won't see, you know, just walking around if you weren't with me all the time, you know, even the way we started training camp utilizing red zone. So having, you know, different, you know, parts of practice that we're doing things, I would say I'm probably more open to different positions by different players to see what they can do. We were talking about Jamin Davis earlier, and I think moments like that, you have to push it, you know, to find out what unique traits a player does have, and then it's our job as coaches to help, you know, draw it out of them. And so I think those would probably be, you know, at the top of the list for me.
Coach, one preseason game down, another one this week. What's the approach as for, like, recovery as you guys kind of gradually get to preseason game number two?
Yep.
How do you guys kind of attack this week?
So what we did today in the morning, so kind of up until lunchtime, it was our tell the truth, all the review of the Jet game, the things we liked, the things we wanted to improve on. And then as we got into the afternoon, it would be all the focus today, you know, right back to our skill work. And so today's practice won't be a long one, so you'll see kind of a ramp back up. Some of the people who didn't play a lot in the game will get more reps in practice today, and the people that played a lot of reps in the game would get a little bit less today. But it's really focused on the skill work to get right back to it. And then tomorrow would be another practice, you know, of more intensity, more padded work. Go back down Wednesday to travel, and then Thursday back up. So think of like a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday format this week for the bulk of the heavy lifting. And then today would be kind of a medium day, you know, based on who you are and how much you played in the game. So it's been a big difference, you know, over the last, you know, 10 to 15 years. And if we could do it better and safer for the players, then we need to. And we're working really hard to do that.
Hey, Dan. Especially for the young guys who are going through their first Tell the Truth Monday, how do you get them to learn from the past couple days without having them maybe dwell on maybe some of the things that they'd like to change and didn't do as well?
Yeah, I think there's also a lot of angst, you know, on everybody on the roster when you don't know where you're at and how you stand or where you're at on your performance. So the best thing that, you know, that we talk about is like engagement with the coaches. And so there were some examples of that today. What did you see here? What were you looking at? So we can have a better insight about why something may or may not have happened. And then hopefully we can unlock that to make sure, okay, I didn't know that you weren't clear on this rule, this topic, this thing, and then we can really work to it. The second part that we hit on is there, like, corrections are part of what we do. And so don't harden your heart to the corrections. Like, if we were actually silent about them, we really wouldn't be doing any of us, you know, any justice. So let's make sure these are the things that we thought you did well. These are the things that we want to emphasize heading into this week from practice into the game.
B. Mitchell Finley live from Los Rhino in Ashburn. You heard Commanders head coach Dan Quinn there with some important injury news. My takeaway, just my analysis on it, when he says that rookie linebacker Jordan McGee has to get his knee tested and that it's a bummer, that doesn't sound good. Everything else sounds like stuff you can kind of work through. That one stood out to me.